Thoughts on the Kingdom. Newness, Part 3. I want to return to this subject of newness before I launch any further into this matter of the Kingdom. We've seen John the Baptist saying the Kingdom is at hand. We've seen Jesus now appearing and saying the Kingdom is at hand. We're ready now to launch out into this exposition of the Kingdom. But before we do, I want to emphasize yet once again the newness of the Kingdom. Newness Part 3. And I really do mean newness. Not old covenant, old kingdom buffed up, but real newness. This is such a vital point. How often men have gone wrong on this point. Now let me bring the text to you. I'm jumping out of order. I'm going to Pilate's judgment hall, where Christ is now facing Pilate. I'm in John chapter 18 and verse 36. And Jesus said this. He's standing before Pilate. Remember, Pilate is the Roman governor, the man who has the power to hand him over for death and so on. And here's Jesus' words. My kingdom is not of this world. Now, that is a staggering statement. That is the dogmatic, definitive statement. That should put an end to all the nonsense of thinking in terms of political kingdoms, military kingdoms, social kingdoms. The kingdom's the realm of entertainment or presentation or business or whatever you want. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight if it was a military kingdom. That's what the Romans understood. If my kingdom were a political kingdom, or a philosophical kingdom, or a material kingdom in any way, a social kingdom, my people would be out doing social activities. My kingdom would come by social means, or military means, or political means, or whatever. We need to hear this today, my friend. My kingdom is not carnal. It's not of this world, this age, this realm at all. But now my kingdom is from another place. You're a king then, said Pilate. You're right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. That's why I became a man. I came into the world to bring into this world my kingdom. My new kingdom, my utterly different kingdom. And I bring that kingdom by testifying to the truth. I came into the world to testify to the truth. Of course, he's on the verge. The next chapter will give it. When it's more than preaching and teaching and testifying to the truth, he will seal that truth. He will establish that truth by yielding his perfect life of obedience under the law to the sacrifice on the cross to atone for the sins of his people. And we shall hear the words in the next chapter. It is accomplished. John 19:30. It is finished. It is brought in. It is established. And everyone on the side of the truth listens to me. But there's the point. This is only a brief series on the kingdom. But I'm laying down this as dogmatically, emphatically, with as much stress as I can. My kingdom, says Christ, is not of this world. Oh, the churches must remember this. The believers must remember this and act upon it. So much of our churches are taken up with this world, carnality of one form or another. No, says Christ. Otherwise my servants would engage in these carnal activities. Not so. Not so. My kingdom is altogether new. It's not the old covenant, the old kingdom buffed up. It's not a polishing up of any human kingdom. It is a new kingdom, a radically new kingdom altogether. Well, I leave it there. How much more needs to be said and written about this and lived out about it? How practical is this? How essential it is? Oh, may we really grasp hold of this. No, may this really grasp hold of us. Christ's kingdom is not of this world. That's why he came into the world, to establish a kingdom. But it's not a carnal kingdom.